That's all that matters. Oh, yes, Lord, that's who you are. Hallelujah. That's who you are, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever's been challenged this year, hallelujah, has been challenged. Hallelujah. But I hear to stand here tonight to know in my spirit who you are. The season, the situation, the condition, whatever we've been through, wherever we are, doesn't matter, because I know who you are. Hallelujah. I know that you're faithful. Hallelujah. I know that you're loving. I know that you're good. Hallelujah. I know all that you are, God. Hallelujah. You never forsake me. You never leave me. You're always with me, God. That's who you are. I pray to God, Lord, that you begin to settle us into the place, to God, Lord, that we know within, without a shadow of a doubt, that is who you are. Lord, when we go through darkness, hallelujah, when we go through troubles and floods, and no matter what we go through, we know, hallelujah, who you are, God. That we can't be shaken, hallelujah. We can't be turned. We can't be knocked away, because we know who you are, God, and you're faithful. You never fail. You never come short, hallelujah. You're always on time. That's who you are. You're doing a redemptive thing. You're doing an eternal thing. And Lord, we stand in awe of you, knowing who you are, God. And we stand in that. Knowing who you are, God, we find our place in you. Hallelujah. We find who we are, God, with confidence. Knowing to God, Lord, that you are a God of purpose, God of direction. And we stand aside, God, and say, God, be who you are, God. Be who you are, God.
That is who you are.
That is who you are.
That is who you are.
Come on, he's faithful.
That is who you are.
He's faithful.
That is who you are.
You're loving God. You're mighty God.
That is who you are.
Never fail.
That is who you are.
That is who you are. You never give up.
That is who you are.
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 Come on, just thank him. That's who you are. That's who you are, Lord. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Come on, can you say unshakable faith? Ah, come on. Say it like you mean it. Unshakable faith. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Yes, Lord, that's who you are, Lord. It's not like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your children may go to the class. Are they all ready? Glorify your name, God. Thank you, praise team. How many of you guys know that what God does is not based on time? Sometimes we like things based on time because we like things now, we like things quickly. But I'm here to tell you this. Listen, as I was driving here today, I really felt this in my spirit, that God says that what he does, God redeems. What God does, he redeems. And everything that God does, he redeems, and he's eternal. The work that God does is redeeming and eternal. Come on, I want you to hear that for this year. I want you to get a hold of it in your spirit and listen to what God has declared. Say, this is for me. I want you to get this in your spirit. Come on, hallelujah. What God does is redeeming
and eternal. What God does is redeeming and eternal. Everything God does, it's not about right now. It's not about, I want you to know that what God's doing within you is for eternal purposes and for redeeming purposes. God's working things out for you that you can't see, that you don't understand, that you don't know about, that He does. Come on, amen. He's bigger than that. We are got to be in a place where that we trust God beyond what we see, what we feel, what we know, that we trust Him beyond that. Tell someone beyond that. He's working something redeeming. He's something He's constructing. He's putting things together that weren't put together before. Come on, listen, I want you to hear this. I want you to get a hold of this. Sometimes there's some things that aren't connected right. That this ain't connected to that, this ain't connected to that, and because they're not connected, it doesn't work right. But listen, God is the God of Redeemer. He's redeeming things. He's putting things together that you can't always see, that you don't understand. And we got to let God do it. Amen? Come on, amen? I got to let God do it because I don't want to... I understand that He's eternal because what He's working on is eternal. It's eternal. Hallelujah. It's eternal. We got to go out with a bang. Amen? I can't take my sweatshirt off here. I don't know why I wore this. It's warm. It's nice though. You like it? Isn't this nice? Christmas present. Thank you. New shoes too. I got a watch. I did very good. I got a present today in the mail. When your wife tells you she forgot she ordered that, you know, I'm like, uh-oh. Listen, I want to go where I was last week because I feel that there's some things that need to be said. And I wasn't sure where I was going to go. And I really was waiting on God, asking Him for this message, because I believe what's said takes us into the new year. Amen? Can you say 2020? I know we've heard there's a lot that was talk about 2020 vision, but I want you to know and I want you to see this, that that is powerful for us to see because we are going into 2020. And it's what we see. And I want you to understand that I really feel this when I was even in worship, when we were worshiping. I felt that God was really speaking our hearts that He wants us to see heavenly. Amen? He wants us to see the way He sees things. And sometimes I want you to know that we can't always see the way He sees. And we have to trust Him. We have to be in that place. And God's building something within us. I believe this. I believe as we walk on a journey. Do you know, I want you to get this and understand something. That God just doesn't want you to have a religious experience. Because when people had a religious experience with God, they crucified Him. But I want you to hear this and understand something. That when I text somebody... I don't know about you, but you can't get the personality of that person. I don't care how many emojis you send. You really can't get it until you can see the person face to face. Sometimes you say something, you're like, okay, I hope you understood that. I hope I didn't say it the way... How many of you ever said things and then, oh, I didn't mean that you take it that way? I've done it many times. Oh, really? Oh. Or I've said things, and I do Siri all the time, and I send out messages all the time, and they're always misspelled and always something. They're like, text me back with a question mark. I'm like, what's hard to understand? Oh, okay, I understand. I see where you're getting at. And we know the one pastor that sent me a text, he said one time, he says, hey, I've been driving around for 3 weeks with, three ladies from your church in my trunk. Okay, I can't text this back. I have to call this pastor. So I called him on the phone. I said, brother, listen, who are the ladies and where are they now? He said, what are you talking about? No. Three ladles. Ladles. I said, thank you, Jesus. We really have something. There would be a 2020 thing or some primetime 48-hour thing in Newcastle if that was the case. But sometimes the expression, and this is my point, I want you to get this and understand this. Listen, God wants you to walk and He wants you to know His personality. He wants you to know who He is. See, this, the powerful thing is that, listen, I want you to know that sometimes you could really just read words and they're just words. But when we know Him, listen, for who He is, See, I want to experience God daily that way. I want to experience Him in that, the depth of that, because other than that, it's just religion. It's just an experience that you have. But I want you to know that God's doing something redemptive and eternal within us, that's walking within us every day, that He's working. And as you grow with Him, you experiencing Him, you know Him, you begin to feel and know His personality. Do you know He has a personality? Do you know why you love your dogs and cats? Because they got personality. I'm just being real. If your dog and cat has personality, do you not believe that God has not a power personality? I say this for us to understand that He does. And the things, you know, the thing that's so awesome was, how about when Jesus, the first time He went to His disciples, He said, throw the net over to the other side and catch the fish. And they did it. At first they teased, they're like, what, are you kidding me? We've been fishing all night long, blah, blah, blah. But the last time that Jesus sees them in the flesh, He meets them. He's on the shore. And again, He tells them, have you caught anything? Talk about a personality. That fine moment, that moment there that He went back to that place where that they doubted Him and feared. And here they are again. And it was like a practical joke to me that He was joking, saying, guys, come on, you've already been through this. You got to know who you're dealing with for who I am. And they came, and Peter didn't do the same thing this time. He jumped out of the boat and took off running. He says, I know who that is. He says, that's my Jesus. I want you to know there was something bond there, something powerful in those moments. That's who He was. It wasn't just a religious thing. But that's where God wants us to know Him. And I believe that this year, I want you to know, I believe in my heart that there's a hunger that we have for God, that God will explode like never before in your lives. Come on, hear me tonight. I feel that with all my heart. That God wants to reveal Himself greater than He's ever before. And nothing will stand in the way of me knowing Him in that depth. Come on, can you say it with me? Nothing. I believe that this year is this moment that we make a commitment. I'm here tonight to make a commitment to you that I will seek God with all of my heart, everything within me, to meet Him. To know Him deeper and greater than last year. To know Him even more. I commit to you that I will run with all my heart. I will sing with everything I got. I will preach my heart out. I will shout unto God. I won't stop. Hallelujah. I will move forward no matter what. If something doesn't happen, if it does happen, it doesn't matter. I'm still going to pursue God. And I'm asking you as we're here tonight that we commit to say, we stand together. Hallelujah. To run the race. Hallelujah. To finish what God has called us to do. To do all that God has called us to do. Come on. Amen. I want that to settle on your hearts. Now, here's my sermon. Okay. I don't feel right wearing a t-shirt. You okay? It's not a religious picture. I'm glad she told me to put a shirt under here. Oh, we don't want to end the year that way. All right, listen. So here we go. Let's look here. And I left this off because Wednesday or Saturday night, I talked last week about this. About how that Jesus came here to reveal the Father in the flesh, to show us what God's like. So I want you to go into this new year as you experience Jesus and His personality, who He is. To remind yourself of who God is. I want you to know that He was more than just about the group. It was bigger. It was always bigger than that. When the multitudes came, that was the heart. It was always beyond. It wasn't just a precise group or just a group of people. But it went beyond that. His heart was beyond that. It wasn't a selective few. But it was bigger than that. That was the heart of the Father. And then what else we could see is we've seen that He came so that He could feel what I feel. And that makes it so personal. It makes it so powerful to me. Hebrews says that we have a high priest that feels what I feel. And the only way He could do that was for Him to come in the flesh. And to experience what I experienced. And He felt those pains. So whatever pain you have, listen, for everything you go through, I want you to know that He's went through that. He feels your pain. He just doesn't know about it. He feels it. He feels the pain. That's so deep. It's so powerful. That brings it so, makes it so much real. But that's who He is. That is who you are. That nobody can know me like He knows me. Nobody can feel what I'm going through. And I said this last week, that sometimes you say, can somebody understand what I'm trying to express? He does. Nobody else might, but He does. He knows that hurt, that pain, what you're going through, what you're experiencing. But that's what He came for. But as I was reading this, and I couldn't get away from this, that I read about the shepherds, and it says, and they were the same countryside shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. They were keeping watch. They were shepherds. And sometimes I feel that sometimes you're just abiding, or you're just standing in a word that maybe you have. Maybe there's a word that God placed in your heart. Maybe there's something that stirred you, and you haven't seen it come to pass yet. Am I talking to anybody? Maybe there's something you haven't seen. I don't know whether it's a loved one or somebody gets saved, or the things that you thought might have happened haven't happened. But here they are, and this reminds me that He says that they were abiding and they were keeping watch. They were keeping hold of. I want you to know that God's looking for somebody that's keeping watch of the word that He gave them. I want you to know that there's a lot of things that God has placed in my heart that I haven't seen all of them come to pass yet. But I'm telling you what, I'm determined to keep watch over the word that God gave me, and to take care of it and to hold on to it. And I want you to make it real, because listen to me. And what I mean by this too is God's put a faith, it's the size of a mustard seed. And we're to keep watch of that faith. We're to hold on to it, to cherish it, to take care of it, and to let that thing grow, to let your faith and the work at it. I said what faith is. It's like a baby. That when you get a baby, it changes everything. It changes everything. Listen, you know when there's a baby in your home. That's the way our faith should be. Sometimes you can't even tell some people if there's any faith in them. Unfortunately. But others should know. We're the light of the world. Come on, we're the salt of the earth. Everybody should recognize and know there's something different about you. I want what you got. Hallelujah. So that this needs to grow. It needs to expand. It needs to get bigger. God's redeeming. He's eternal. He's still working on me. And I want you to know that sometimes some things aren't answered because God's working on you. God's doing something with you. He's constructing. He's building. He's building a sure foundation where it's unshakable. Hallelujah. That we're a people that no matter what, that we says that we are instant, in season and out of season. And I changed it up to say that we're constant in the good and the bad. It doesn't matter. He's faithful either way. No matter what, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Listen, we believe that He can do it, but if He doesn't, we still will serve Him. It doesn't matter. Tell someone it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Come on, we'll be like Paul. That Paul said that. He said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do to me. It doesn't matter what you say. I will not change. I'm determined. Hallelujah. Say it doesn't matter. Say it doesn't matter. Come on, amen. A determined faith. I believe that God's going to speak to our hearts this year, that moving us greater, expanding our faith in Him and trusting in Him. That I believe that, listen, as we move with God, we take hold of what God gives us, the word that God gives us, that the faith has increased within you hundredfold. Come on, amen. Do you desire that? Three people? Yes. But shepherds are faithful with the word. They kept hold of the word. They held on to the word. Listen, it says, and though the angel of the Lord came upon them, the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Say all people. Come on, this isn't just about me. Come on, it's for all people. And for unto you is born this day the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He's born unto me. Unto me. Hallelujah. Listen, this walk with God is personal. It's personal. And He says, and suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men. That's the intention of God, that there be peace and goodwill. And it came to pass that the angels were gone away from them. And the moment they left, This is the moment that happens. This is what happens. This is what is so powerful for us to take hold of. And the shepherds said one to another, let us now go unto Bethlehem and to see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. I want us to get a hold of this and take hold of this with your heart. Because the word that we have, he says that God placed a word, that God speaks a word with you, that God's watching to see what we do with the word that he gave you. See, every one of them could have went right back to the same place, just abiding in the fields, going through the same things, taking hold of, staying in that same place. Or they did what the shepherds did, is that they moved from where they were. Let's go see. Come on. They didn't have it. It wasn't there. They didn't know it was going to be there. They weren't sure about it. They didn't know what would take place. You ever feel that way? Come on. You ever not know what's going to happen this year? Come on. Amen. You ever wonder what's going to happen? What's going to take place? But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the word that you've given me and move with it. Hallelujah. I'm not going to move without it, but I'm going to move in the word that you've given me, and I'm going to stay in it. Hallelujah. I'm going to stay. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to stay in it. I'm going to stay faithful to the word that God gave me. Doesn't matter what anybody else does. Tell someone. Doesn't matter. The word that he made known, that I'm going to stay in season and out of season. Whether it feels like it's my season or whether it's not my season. Whether it's your season, I'm going to stay in the season. Whatever it is, I got to stay in it. I want you to know something, that God is not controlled by time. So it's always now. It's always your season. It's always your season. You might not see it the way we think we should see it. And we get caught up and we get expectations. How many of you have had expectations that God didn't give you, but yet we've created in our minds? And if we were just content with who He was, we would be happy in any season. That we could say, like Peter and John, such as I have, it's enough. What I have in Him is enough. Wow, that's faithful people. I want this as a simple truth, but I want you to know, unless we get this in our spirit, we can never go any farther. Never. Amen? And he says, listen to this. Verse 15, he says, now it's time. And I wrote this, now it's your turn. Now it's your turn. It's your turn. The thing, this thing, it's the subject matter. It's the matter. He said that, I wrote down, and to see this thing, it's a subject matter. It's what it's all about. It's what Jesus is doing. It's what God is doing. It's what His word that's coming and declared and what was spoken. What do I do with a message? What do I do with a message? He says, and they came with haste and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad, saying, which was told to them concerning this child. They took the word, they were faithful with it, and they spoke of this child. Now listen, next verse, keep going, I want you to see this. And they that heard it wondered those things which were told of them by the shepherds. Now I want you to know that they were telling this, that they were recognizing, what was the word? That the King has come, amen? The Savior of the world. Their expectation was probably different. We've said this before, but honestly, that this baby, this tiny little baby, everything that God is wrapped up in His swaddling clothes, laying before them in a manger, protected by Mary and Joseph and a couple cows. So I want you to take hold of this and see that faith is greater. Listen, I want you to know the expectation that they went there. They went there and they seen this baby. They seen it, and sometimes we don't see it. That this is the Savior. How is He the Savior of the world? Sometimes things aren't always what you think they are or that you understand what they are, because He is the Savior of the world. From the beginning of the earth, He was slain. Come on, amen. From the beginning of creation, it wasn't about time, because it was eternal. See, what God does is eternal. It's not based upon time. That you look in your natural eye, you say, wow, geez, look at this. Oh, it's just a baby. But it's redemptive. It's powerful. It was bigger than just that moment. God was moving beyond that moment. Sometimes you see it and your expectations are higher and it's not what it is. You need to stay in that place. They went no matter what. Even though they seen the baby, they declared the word. This is the Savior. Well, let's wait till he gets a little older. Till he becomes and he goes through the religious routines. Maybe as he grows and he begins to know how to use a weapon, he could be our Savior. But it wasn't about that. Come on, amen. Deliver a message. Every word. And we could see that that word grew. Amen. That he was the word of God. He says, and there was a message, and we could see that it was bigger than just that baby at that moment. He says, but Mary kept these words and she began to hold on to them. I began to think about something too. I began to think about how that this word was not just for these other ones. It was not just a prophetic word, but I believe that that word was for Mary, because at that moment of that time, come on, amen, they were alone. The last thing you really feel at that moment was where you're by yourself. You just birthed in a barn. Sometimes we don't think about that. That the unsanitary conditions, the feeling of being alone, that her family probably wasn't there because they were on their journey. They weren't where they needed to be yet. They weren't at somebody's house. They weren't invited there. They probably felt neglected. And here they were at this moment. And all of a sudden, these strangers came to say, blessed art thou, hallelujah, that this is the Savior of the world. Something within even Mary stirred within her heart to keep her going on her journey, to take hold of that baby. I want you to know that you need to grab hold of the words that come your way in that moment, because you don't know that this word that you got might whip you and hold you down and keep you in that place to be faithful. But it wasn't just that word, because we could see here that, listen to this, and it says that she took them in her heart. What do we do with the word? She was like the shepherds, where that they kept hold of that word by night. They held on to it. That Mary pondered on that word that was in her heart. Because I believe she had doubts just like we do. How could God use me? Even after she gave birth, she goes, how can this be? We ask those questions. We wonder those things in our mind. The enemy will try to do everything he can to disrupt and to cause us to give up on what we have within us, the seed. But that word grew. And it says, but they kept these words in their heart, and the shepherds returned glorifying, praising God, the things that they had heard and they seen, and it was told of them. And when the 8 days were accomplished for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, Savior, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived. I want you to know that God does things, they're redemptive and they're eternal. His name was Jesus before he was even in the womb. I want you to know that God does things eternal. God's eternal work has begun for you from the beginning of time. I want you to know that God has not thought out your plan and your purpose lightly. That's why my heart, I want to be at a place where that I know your heart for me, Father. That I walk in the Spirit. That I'm in tune to what you're saying and your direction for my life. Because you've got a plan from the beginning of creation for everybody in this room. That he knew your name before your parents named you. Before they thought of a name. Wonder what we name him. I want you to know it doesn't matter. Whatever, it was going to be that. Hallelujah. Say amen. So I want you to see this. But I want you to look at this. And I thought about this. And I thought that this wasn't the only visitation that they had. Because God will always confirm what's within you if you listen, if you're looking, if you're taking hold of it, if you're hearing, if you have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying, because the Spirit is always talking. Amen. The Spirit is always moving, circulating. Come on. The Spirit of God moves. Do you know at the welling of the wall, do you know why they stand there and they go like this? It looks foolish. Do you know why they do that? They do that because they said that it reminds them when they're praying, the Jewish rabbis when they're praying, that God's always moving. That he never stops. You watch them. Go look at it. They're like this. There's something powerful about that. That they're reminded that God's moving. Hallelujah. That he's constantly moving. Amen? That God's moving. He's moving. He's doing things.
Doesn't matter what it looks like. That's why we need to stay in prayer. Come on, to remind ourselves that God's moving. God's moving. God's doing things. He's outside of my care. He can take care of things. Amen? He says, and Jesus declared that. He says, and when the days of her purification according to the law of it was accomplished, that she brought to him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. They brought him to present him to the Lord. This is kind of to me like a New Year's message, because she was presenting him after 8 days. I know it's beyond our calendar, beyond the new year, but it was the next thing that happened after his birth. And eight is powerful, because there's a lot of things that have to do with what happened. And eight is a number of resurrection. It's the number of new beginning. I want you to see here that there was new beginning here, that there was something new taking place, something happening, and they were dedicating this newborn baby to God. They were saying, here he is. And I believe that even us here tonight, that we've come to say, God, Lord, I dedicate my life this year to you. I start this new year anew to say, God, I'm here to hear your voice, to trust you, to move in your direction, whatever you have for me, God. He is the God of new beginnings. It doesn't matter what last year was like. Come on, amen. He's the God of new beginnings. He does all things new. That's who he is. Tell someone that's who he is. Resurrection power. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm brand new. Ephesians 2:10. Come on, you could look those up. And he says, and then he says, as it was written, the law of the Lord, every male openeth the womb to call it holy in the Lord, and to offer sacrifice according to that which was said. He says, and a pair of turtle doves, and those or young pigeons. And that's powerful, because that was part of the ceremony. But they spoke of the innocence of a Savior, symbol of an offering for our sins. He wipes our slate. That's who he is. He purifies us, that we can constantly stay in communication with him. That's who he is. So that I can stay in that place, that I don't forsake the grace that was presented for me, the sacrifice that was made for me. I don't take it lightly, but I hold on to it with all my heart. Listen, and he says, and behold, there was a man, and his name was Simeon. This is another man that came. His name was Simeon, and he was there. He was waiting for a long time. He heard the news of the Savior, and at this moment, at this time, here comes Jesus. And he was there every day, praying, asking God to do this redemptive thing. And he was faithful. And it says, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem, his name is Simeon. And the same man, just and devout, waiting for the concert for the redemption of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. It was upon him. The Holy Spirit of God was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. I want you to hear that God's faithful. When nobody else in Jerusalem at that time was even looking for him, he was. He was waiting. And it says, and it came to spirit. Listen, I'm going to stop here. Because, listen, sometimes you feel like you're by yourself, but there's some shepherds at night waiting, praying. You feel like you're by yourself, but I want you to know that God's got somebody. There's those ones that are praying. Their shepherds were praying when no one else could see. There's Simeon that was waiting, that came to church, faithful, crying out to God. And there was another woman named Anna, the prophetess. That she was waiting. She was faithful. And it says, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, he says, he took him up in his arms. Can you imagine what that felt like? Man, took him in his arms. The Savior of the world. He didn't look at it with expectation for something more than what it was. Here it was. He was at a place where he was willing to listen to the Spirit of God within him, not his flesh, but the Spirit of God saying, this is it. We wear our minds, really? No, this is it. The
is the baby. I want you to know that God does things that, listen, if God would have done it any other way, it would have been recognized. Jesus was born, slipped in, slipped out, boom, he grew up in the midst of it and they didn't realize it. Even though he was on the hit list from the moment he was born. He says, and he blessed God. We look to be blessed by God. But all he wanted to do was bless God. I want my life to be that way. I want my heart to be in the right place. That all I want to do is bless God. Things might not always work out for me, but I want to bless God with what I have. Next verse. And the Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. I'm ready to go. Keep going. For my eyes have seen the salvation which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, and lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people. And Joseph and Mary marveled at those things which were spoken. They were in awe of what was spoken. Here it is again. Another confirmation. Stirring in their hearts. Here's this guy that shows up and he declares the same message. Wow. I need to be at a place where I'm always ready to hear what God wants to say to me. Because sometimes it's a matter of life and death. Next verse. And Simeon blessed them and said unto his mother, behold, this child is set for a fall and a rising of many of Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. He says, yea, the sword shall pierce through thine own soul. Wow. That thy thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Listen, that he would be pierced, that he could feel my feelings. That the thoughts, our hurts, our pains, our feelings would be revealed to him. And it says, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Peniel, this is the tribe of Asher. And she was a great age and had lived with her husband for 7 years from her virginity. And it says, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers. She never stopped. Say, never stop. Never stop. It says, and she was a next verse. It says, she coming in this instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spoke of him to all them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. It says, and when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city. Listen, and that was another one out of the three. There was a shepherds, there was a prophetess, there was a prophet Simeon that was there. But the other ones were the three kings. We say three kings, but there probably might have been more than three. There might have been more. There might have been 50 of them. But I want you to get this and understand something that... Let me just read this to you. Are you okay? You sure? Listen. It says, and now Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And we know that in the days of Herod, he says, and we could know that it didn't happen overnight. These other things happened before this happened here, because he was of child. He was older. I don't know how old. I can't say. I wasn't there, but maybe at 2 years old. Can't speculate. I'm not sure. But it says he was a child. He was a baby. He was grown. I want you to know that sometimes God will delay things, the coming of things, because maybe at this moment that she needed to hear a word, but God's still faithful. Amen? Here he is, and here they come, and here comes these wise men, and they were looking, but I want you to get something. They were seeking something that already happened. They were looking for something that has already happened. And I want you to, that jumped out at me sometimes, because sometimes we're looking for something, or we're asking God for something to happen, or we're trying to find something, and it's already here. What God has done sometimes, there's things that sometimes we're asking God to do, and we already have it. It's already within us to speak or to declare. Sometimes we're waiting for God to do something and he's already done it. But even at that, here they are. They came and they were bringing these gifts. And it was powerful because when they came in, they worshipped Him. Then they were looking for Him. And they brought these gifts in and they laid it before Him. But I want you to know that whoever seeks Him will find Him. Listen, and as they found Him, as they came and they laid Him before Him, they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And it was prophetic because the gold speaks of, as we seek Him, we know this, but it speaks of kingship. It speaks of declaring that you're King and you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that they recognize Him of being greater than who they were. See, I want to go into the new year recognizing in every moment that He's greater than me. He's greater than my situation. Come on, amen. No matter what I face, that I can face anything knowing that He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And my actions speak, because they gave that gold to declare that you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the other one was frankincense. Frankincense speaks of worship. It's that smell that's created, and that that's where they get the word frank. When somebody's frank, when you say something, you say, "Oh, you're being kind of frank." That's where it comes from, because it's what really catches your attention. I want you to know your worship catches God's attention. It catches His attention. That we offer our praise and worship, that it doesn't go undetected. He recognizes your praise. He recognizes your worship. When you don't feel like it, come on, amen. When you're constant with it, when you don't feel like it, when you don't, I don't have the energy or the motive to do that, or you get beyond yourself, come on, amen. That's frankincense. That's where that aroma rises, hallelujah. And it touches Him. When everything's going wrong, amen? When it looks the worst. Man, there was a woman that called me. Her name's Karen. You all know Karen, and what God's doing to her is amazing. But she had her leg amputated. And I remember 3 years ago, on Christmas Eve, she called me. She was in the emergency room, and she was down in Mercy. And they literally thought that she was going to lose her life. It was really touch and go, and it was just overwhelming. And as she was there, she says, "I need you to pray." She was couldn't even really talk because she was so just emotional and everything that was going through her. But I remember that moment when she said that. She said that she told me that one step at a time, that I'm going to take it day by day. Whatever happens, happens. I'm going to trust God. I want you to know that was frankincense. Aroma that went forth to heaven. Come on, amen. That she could have crawled in her bed and said, "You know what, I'm done. I can't do this. I'm not going to be able to do that." But one step at a time from rehabilitation that was agonizing and breaking, that it was powerful, was so hurtful, that she went from one place to another, from nursing homes where no one could come around because she was miles away and you couldn't visit. She was by herself and she was alone. But God was with her. Hallelujah. God was visiting her. And she offered up that little by little. Come on, amen. She took hold of that moment that she had. She was faithful with that God gave her in that moment and cherished it. And that began to grow. And now she has a ministry that God uses her to touch people that I can't. That she's become kin to people's pain that I can't become kin to, that I'm not kin to. She is. That she can touch into their hurts and their pains. That's frankincense. Worship no matter what. And the other one was myrrh. And that speaks of resurrection life. Amen. It speaks of the death. Speaks of the death, burial, and resurrection. The power of resurrection life. The giving Him, letting Him take hold of what you have. And the last thing that they did was they went and it says, I always catch this, and this is powerful. Are you okay? I'm done. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country. Can you say this? Another way. I want you to understand that when we encounter God in that way, we'll leave another way. When you encounter Him in that personal depth of relationship, you can't be the same anymore. Something changes. If we're willing to be at that place to encounter Him, and no matter what we go through, that when we encounter Him, we're giving our lives to Him, offering up to Him, dedicating it to Him, honoring Him, saying, "Here I am, God." You can't leave the same. you'll leave a different direction. Instead of leaving in the flesh, in the old ways of before, not letting God move in us and change us and shift things and stir things up within us, but move in the Spirit, you won't leave the same. That no longer I'm not looking the same as I did the other day. Something's changing within me. You're different. Amen? I want people to see in me Jesus. I don't want them to recognize the what they're used to with me. But I want them to recognize Jesus in me. Would you stand on your feet? Bible says, don't despise small beginnings. Sometimes it's not just where we are, but it's what's within us that we feel that sometimes our faith is small. We feel like it's not as big as it should be. Don't despise it. Because David started off with a small stone. Started off with a small army. Very little. Jesus started off with 12. Sometimes we look at things the way they are on the surface, but God wants our eyes to be changed to 20/20 vision, to see things redemptive and eternal, bigger than what we see in the natural, but what God's doing within. Because I want you to know that what God's doing within, I don't know about you, but listen, I believe this with all my heart, that what God can do, maybe within one person, one child, one person here, that God moves in their hearts, that takes hold of, they hear this word, that grows within him, that they go out. Maybe they're the ones that take that word out that changes the nation or moves in people, whatever. Whatever we're doing right here, we're faithful with what God gave us to do, and God's going to control the rest. Amen? That we trust Him. We stand immovable, unshakable. I commit that this year. I commit to be faithful with what God has called me to do. And I ask every one of you to be faithful to what God has called you to do here at this house. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask God, Lord, for your strength. We ask to God, Lord, that you've given us favor, God. God, Lord, we have everything within us that we need. God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that you strengthen us, God, Lord. Strengthen our faith. Lord, as we hear your word and we hear your word and we take hold of your word and you speak your word, just like with Mary, that, Lord, that you sent a word. You sent a word of encouragement. You sent a word in time of need. God, Lord, I pray that we're at the right place, that we hear the word. The word that can move us, the word that keeps us moving, the word that keeps us stretching on, that keeps us believing in you and trusting you and knowing who you are. Without doubt, without fear. And God, Lord, we give you the glory and the honor. We'll declare with all of our hearts that we are. In Jesus' name, amen.